Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's now time for Reds Review, our product review of the week. And this is an important one when it comes to boating, spending time in the water, and setting your engine up correctly. We're talking about prop size and propping your engine correctly with the right people doing it, Redmond.
I'm glad you said right people doing it, because I'm on the borderline whether I should even be talking about this, because it is, or even yourself.
Well, this is recycled information from you, yeah, having spoken to Andrew from Melbourne Marine.
Even propping multiple boats over my so-called fishing career. It's
Jake from Geelong Marine World, all the marine dealers. It's what they continually reinforce.
It is, and doing it properly and not just grabbing a random guy off Facebook that says that he props engines. Don't go down that path. Make sure you speak to your marine dealer, because if you do have dramas, you're not going to be covered under warranty. Yep. It's just not going to happen. And when I say do have dramas, you can't just put a prop on an engine and say that it's all of a sudden revving higher and you get more torque and this. It doesn't work like that.
So what's the balance of, I want greater performance from my motor. I'm hearing, I've got my 200 horsepower, yep, and it can perform like a 250.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's exactly what I want. What's the balance between the reality of, severely reducing the length and engine life of your motor versus, this is what we can get, this is what the experts are recommending, and if you want more, then buy a new motor.
I spent hours getting, I know you did on your boat, Andrew did, and I won't lie to you, I did it with the boys from Mercury too, but it's about getting your prop right for what you want, but also matching the specs that it's also recommended. So a lot of testing goes into engines to work out where it should rev to at its max, yep, what speed you should get out of it. It all comes down to its specs and specs, and every prop and pitch of prop, whether it's a 3-blader, 4-blader, 21-inch, 15-inch, 16-inch, whatever you want to do, it's all going to do different have different performance.
So we can talk about top-end speed, yep, what you're going to reduce is your real low down grunt and you're out of the hole. Well, so if that's not relevant to the style of fishing you do, then
you need to chop and change.
Yeah, exactly.
So and it's about having the guys at Mercury, in my case, they bought, say, 10 props down for the day. You don't own them. They have their testing props, whatever, and they'll literally go from one prop to the next to the next. And for me, it was about having a lot of throwout speed. So yep, I didn't really want to go 100 kilometres on water. I was more about, righto, let's cover what I want to. Let's cover what's probably the safest in my fishing. And what, yes, I mean by that is I want to have throw out. So if I'm crossing the rip, and for instance, when that wave came that time, I could throw myself up. I could had enough power to do certain things. I'm crossing the rip and the Barron River all the time.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm in rough water. I want to be able to get my nose up if I'm in the following sea. I want to be able to get the nose up and, yep, get it.
You're not concerned with hitting 90 kilometres an hour.
No, that wasn't about me. I could have, yep, done a different prop and got top end speed much higher.
Yep.
The problem is, though, you need to match. It comes down to your revs then. So I then lose. I still get good revs out of my engine, which is still in the range that Mercury recommend, but the prop doesn't go. I don't have any speed with those revs. I'm still, yep, getting 78 kilometers an hour, so I'm still moving on water. Don't get, yep, me wrong, I'm not going 20 kilometers an hour.
Yep.
But it was, like I said, for me, it was about the bottom end, getting the ass really out of the water. I really wanted to go. So it's also propping boats too has a purpose as well of actually getting more performance out of the hull. So, for example, if you're running a heavy boat, Robbie is a very good friend of mine, and he has an old school 600C, just to give you an example. And he runs quite a heavy Honda on the back, 225 Honda. And it's a heavy boat, a heavy engine, it's a heavy big boat. Now, he's now put a 4-blade prop on that boat. But his boat, the reason I recommended it to him, he's out of warranty, blah, blah, blah. But my brother's a marine mechanic. Gibbsy, my best mate's a marine mechanic. And we're all friends. We're in a tight friendship group, and we're discussing this stuff all the time.
Yep.
And I said, righto, Robbie, we need to get your ass end of your boat up, because you're not getting on the plane quick enough. It's too much drag in the water. We need to lift it a hole, blah, blah, blah. So we've gone a 4-blade prop. And what the 4-blade prop does, it actually lifts you up and pushes that boat out of the water.
So it grips the water quickly.
And also pushes the nose on the plane better. So it lifts the ass up and pushes you forward. Rather than the 3-blade grabbing in and pulling the nose up, we went 4-blade prop. So it literally pushes the backside up and throws you forward so you get on the plane quicker. So there are purposes for them. You can't just throw a four-blade prop on every single boat. You need to and get more torque and this and that because you're going to blow engines up. And of multiple, I was at Melbourne Marine Center the other week and a guy got one propped and it came in and Andrew's like, well, you're not under warranty, mate, because you've literally gone against everything we've said. Like, we can't cover that. Like, Mercury, yep. It's not us, it's Mercury won't. You've gone, yep. We've sent you out with this prop for a purpose and a reason.
Yep.
If you had an issue, we should have got Mercury here and gone, righto, how can we fix this issue that you want?
Exactly.
You can't just throw something on a boat. Yep. It's like putting a tractor tire on my Amarok. It's just not going to work.
Yes.
So it'll work, but you're going to cause other issues down the line.
Exactly.
So it's about getting it done properly. Speak to your marine dealer, whether it's Melbourne Marine Centre, Geelong Marine World, Davey Marine, wherever it is, speak to your dealership, explain what you want, get the professionals from Mercury or whoever you want down there, like what you and I did.
Yep.
I know they spent 10 hours getting your props right on your two engines as well as configuring it with your Optimus steering, so your Optimus joystick control. So it is a process and a half, but I would spend the money in getting it prop right if you want to have that performance, especially if you're a serious fisher, as I like to call myself, a serious fisher, and want to get yourself out of situations if you do want something to throw you out of the water, if you're crossing a bar like the Rip or Naruma Bar, whatever it is. So go get it done properly, see your local dealer, and they'll sort you out.
That's Red's review for Club Marine.
That was Red's review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.